but how much of a shock is it, or is it a surprise to be traded here?
Not necessarily here. Trade is exciting. You know, my name's in Sorland for a while now, so I've been prepared for it. I've seen a lot in 4 years down there in Houston with what they're going on, and I commend them for that. It's a very tough, challenging time, but I'm excited for the future. I pitched my way into a situation to be traded and to help out a team. This team's got a great young club. They know how to contend. They had an amazing year last year, and I just want to be any piece of the puzzle I can to help this team to keep pushing ourselves towards that World Series.
How strange is it to go from one clubhouse across down the hall to another one?
Well, I haven't made it yet, so I'll figure it out. You know, it's hard saying goodbye. There's a lot of guys in that clubhouse that I've had some relationships with over the years that I really appreciate and love and cherish, including the coaches and the trainers and all the rest. So, but getting into the new clubhouse, there's some guys on the team that I'm excited to meet, you know, all stars and so forth. So I've played against a couple of guys in the minor leagues and crossed paths with some other guys along the way as well. So excited to meet a new group of guys, a new coaching staff, and ready to show my talent to the AL East and just go out there and pitch as best I can. Yeah, we haven't had that conversation yet. I haven't made it over there yet. I'm sure Buck and company have a plan for me. Like I said, I'm pretty fresh. I was supposed to schedule to pitch yesterday. I was scheduled again to pitch tonight and scratched again. So I'm frail, ready to go, and when I can get out there, I hope to get out there.
When your name was out there, and your name's been out there for a number of weeks, and you were looking at, and you were thinking about it, did you do any research on the Orioles, or, you know, think, well, gee, that's a place I might end up landing?
Yeah, you know, there was obviously more, you know, buyers and sellers. I think we can all speculate those. And Baltimore obviously was in the hunt of things. And I really thought once they got Scott Feldman that my chances went down a little bit. But obviously, you know, we got a couple guys now. So you really can't speculate too much. You can't get your head, you know, wrapped around one city too much. It's really out of your hands. I have no say in the matter of where I go and so forth. I don't have no trade clauses and any of that in my contract. So I'm excited for the opportunity. I just want to get on the field as soon as I can and go pitch. So, like I said, I do know they have a great young club. They got a lot of good players with Machado and Pac-Man and all the rest. So they got some players and want to go play.
But how much have you grown this year in the sense that you're not old, but yet on that club you were the veteran piece that could bring them something back? And you had to live through this basically all year, because ever since the year started, it was obvious where they were going to finish and you were a commodity. How much have you grown living through this and now you're on a contender?
A lot. I really think I've grown a lot. You know, put myself in a position to play it out and just play it out. I went into spring. I had a battle to get the opening day nod, and I did. And like I said, I pitched very well up to this point, but like I said, with the young team, I just felt that it was in my best interest just to communicate with them. And as much as I know, which is only 4 years worth, it just to give my tidbits information, because it's going to help them carry along. You know, for example, the Oberholzer is pitching tonight. I know that I've talked to him a lot coming up. You know, I just tell him to go out there and breathe and go out there and pitch, because it's still just a game. So now I'm excited to learn from one of the older guys on this team, because this game's never figured out. There's no exact science to baseball. And, you know, you're always living and learning and taking tidbits here and there. So from one clubhouse to the next, it's going to be a different change and a shock. But like I said, I'm going to bring my positive energy to the clubhouse and go play hard.
Excited about going to the AL East and going, you know, in the middle of the big pennant race?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you talk about when you talk about a pennant race. This is a pennant race, AL East. When you look at all the five records in the division, they're above and beyond, you know, most of the teams in the pack. So that says something about the caliber of baseball being played here in the AL East. We all know about it, you know, the salaries and so forth, the Yankees and the Red Sox and Tampa. So, like I said, I'm here in Baltimore. I guess we're going to fly under the radar. I don't know, but I want to go out there and pitch and just do my part.
Is this a good pitch for you style-wise? Buck referred to you as a strike thrower. You like contact, and you're coming to the best defensive team in the major leagues.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, I'm going to pound the strike zone. That's my number one priority as any starting pitcher, is to not give up walks. You have to pick and choose your spots and pitch around situationally, and that's something I've learned in a pitcher's park down there in Houston, that you got to pick and choose your spots. But these guys have an unbelievable defense. I saw it last night on the TV with their fielding percentage and so forth. But all the gloves across the infield, even the stat they had on the scoreboard last night, Machado and Hardy, you know, covering the left side of the infield for the last 2 years or whatever it is. I mean, it's just crazy to know that you have legitimate gloves out there. And just watching Machado play on a nightly basis, these guys can play all around, and the guys in the outfield can go get it too. So, like I said, I'm going to go out there and pound the zone, get some outs, and put up some zeros.
For 6 months or more, you've known that July 31st was kind of the deadline day you could be moved. Was there any anxiousness in the days leading up?
I mean, it was more minutes and seconds, you know. I didn't know if it was going to happen early in the month or a couple days till. Seeing Feldman moved and Garza moved and Peavy moved, you know, obviously, you know, pieces were coming off the board. So, like I said, I put myself in a position to be moved and to show, you know, other suitor teams that I can pitch and can compete. And that's really my focus. And so I'm just blessed that happens. I think this is a great scenario for me and my family, and excited to bring everything I can to the city of Baltimore and to the Orioles.
Knowing your situation, I'm just curious. You knew you were going on this road trip. Did you pack extra clothes?
I absolutely did. I didn't bring out five suitcases like PV. They didn't tell me that it was imminent that I was going to get traded. I still had my mind, you know, saying that it might not happen and I have to still pitch for 2 months in Houston, but that's not the case now, and I definitely packed accordingly. I know we're home for a little bit, and then we make a West Coast swing, which would be perfect for me because I'm from the West Coast and San Francisco. But like I said, I packed accordingly, and I got some clothes, and I'm here to stay.
When did you get here today, and what was it like from the time you got
here? Oh, I really was in my hotel room all morning watching the TV, and then Twitter obviously was going off. My agent and I hung out, just kind of relaxed in the hotel room. But I took the team bus over at 4, and one of the best personnel I've gotten over years is Jeff Blum. He was on the team when I came up on 09, and he really carried me under his wing. And one of the things I told him I was going to say up here today is that he told me he was traded in 05 last minute, and I'm pretty sure he hit a 14th inning home run to win a World Series, and he's got a statue outside of ballpark now. So I don't know what my future holds for me, but I'm going to go out there and play as hard as I can and do everything I can to help Baltimore Orioles.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you.